Let's go to the Bibles in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. And the title is, Serving the Lord is the Greatest Thing We Can Do. I've been a Christian for 29 years. And I have loved every minute of it. I grew up in church as a teenager. And it was amazing. I started soul winning, going out visiting when I was 13 years old also. So all these years, it's just been for others. Always, you know, preaching the word of God. And so the greatest thing we can do is to serve the Lord. Let's go to the 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. When you get there, say amen. And why don't we just all stand just for a few minutes, okay? And we're not going to be there long, maybe an hour and a half, not too long. You know. That was an unbelief laugh right there. I don't know what happened. But and it was Pastor. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm just joking, Pastor. But let's read number eight. I said chapter 8, verse 9, okay? The Bible says, let's all say it together. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his power might be rich. I have 35 points today, but I'm going to cut it short to 5, all right? I only have 5 points, and I'm going to be quick. But the first thing that we see here is, the first thing is that he is worthy. He is worthy. Our Lord Jesus Christ is worthy. Greatest serving the Lord is the greatest thing because he is worthy of our time. He is worthy of our sacrifice. He is worthy of the talents that we have. In the church, we have so many talents. People come, you know, and they have different talents. And God can use those talents because he is worthy. Let's go to the Bible once again. It says 8:9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes, my sakes, he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Isn't that amazing that the Lord Jesus Christ had everything, but he came to this earth? And you know how, and we know the way he lived in this world. And how he came and was born in that stable and the poverty that he was in. And the Bible says that he was rich. He had everything, the angels, everything, but he left everything so we can become rich. Of course, we're not talking material stuff. We're talking about rich in our spiritual. We're talking about salvation. We're talking about that we are saved because of his love for us. He is worthy of our time. When I was 13 years old, I got saved and I went and told my parents, I told them I got saved. And since they were not going to church, they were saying, what's saved? You know, and I told them that I trusted Christ as my Savior. And then in that year also, I surrendered when I was 13 years old in a youth camp. I surrendered my life for Jesus. That youth camp made an impact in my life during those days in camp. And the Lord touched my heart and I said, Lord, here am I. 13 years old, and I said, Lord, whatever you want me to do with my life for you, here am I, Lord. So I gave my life to Jesus. 13 years old. Why? Because he is worthy. I mean, he left everything for us so we can be safe and we can have more than what we needed. And so the first thing is that he is worthy. He is worthy of your time. He is worthy of your talents, of our sacrifice. You know, going to another country, it's not like being in the States, you know. It's way different. I don't know whoever has lived in another country, but you know the difference. Once you are in this country, you feel comfortable. You feel like whoa, you know, something great. You know, so, the Lord has blessed this country, amen. The Lord has really blessed us, been in this nation. And so, but when God saved us, you know, he is worthy of our time. When he has saved us, he wants more from us. You know, not just whatever we had, you know, but we can do more for our Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing is because He is good. Our Lord, our Jesus is good. I mean, God is good to us. The Bible says let's go to 1 Chronicles 16:34. 1 Chronicles 16:34. He is good. Amen. He has never failed us. He never fails us. Maybe we fail Him, but He has never failed us. We always have something. You know, we always have food. We always have a shelter. Thank the Lord for that. He is good to us. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles, when you get there, say amen. The Bible says in 16:34. I say 1 Chronicles, right? 16:34. Okay, I was in 15. All right. The Bible says in 34, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is..." What's the word right there? Good, amen. "For His mercy endureth forever." The Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord because He is good. God has been so good to us, amen. God has been so good to us. As we are in another country, the Lord has blessed us. He has been good to us. We always, you know, have something to eat. We always have a place to go. He is great, amen. He is great, and the Lord has really been good to us in this nation. The Bible says in Ezra 3:11, you don't have to go there, but I'll read it. It says, "And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because He is good." The Bible says, "For His mercy endureth forever towards Israel." And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. The Bible says, you know, that the Lord is good all the time. God has blessed us all these years. We live in these days where God has blessed us in many ways. You know, we have a job, we have vehicles. We have so much to thank the Lord for in these days. The Bible says in Psalms 25:8. Let's go there. The Bible says in Psalms 25:8. When you get there, say amen. The Bible says, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will He teach sinners in the way." The first word says good, and the phrase is good and upright is the Lord. Isn't God good to us? You know, just by being here, God is good. We could be somewhere else right now, but God is so good to us. Since I grew up in Los Angeles, we have many gangs around where I used to live. We have a lot of gangs. I don't know if you know what gangs are here. Do you know what gangs are? I don't know. I'm in another state, so I don't know. Okay. So we had a lot. I don't know. You were laughing. I don't know if it's... You know what gangs are here? Okay. I just want to make sure, okay? But where I live in L.A., we have a lot of gangs around me. And my parents are not Christians. So they didn't go to church. So I was in the bus route. So they will pick me up, take me to the church, back and forth about 3 to 4 times a week. But there was a lot of gangs around me. And I used to go to a public school, where there was a lot of gangs. And they try to, you know, recruit us every time. And I was 13 years old, safe, and I talked about Christ in the school. But what I'm trying to say is God is so good to me. God is so good to us. He saved us from all those places. I don't know where you were saved, but the Lord has saved you from that place. And right now we have a great life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have a great life. Amen. I have it good. Amen. Because God is so good to us. I remember when I told my parents I was going to be a missionary. I said, "Dad, Mom, I'm going to be a missionary." And they said, "What's a missionary?" And I said, "A missionary is living this nation, is living this country and go to another country." And my parents says, "But why are you going to leave this nation? Why are you going to live this nation? You have it good here." And I said, "But the Lord called me to go to the mission field." And I was 17 years old. I was about to graduate from high school. And I told my parents, "God called me to go to the mission field." And they said, "But you know what's going to happen? If you go to the mission field, you're going to starve to death. You're going to die of hunger. And I said, I don't think so. You know, the Lord will help us. You know, the Lord will be good to us. And let me just say that God has been good all this for almost 14 years in the mission field. So God has been good to us. He has helped us in so many ways. You know, in Belize, there's a lot of, not too much crime where I live, but there's still crime. And in those places, once someone will say they kill you, they'll probably will never find who killed you, all right? But we have it good. God has protected us. All these years, God has been good to us. Amen. The third thing is because of His protection. That's where I was going. Because of His protection. God, we will serve the Lord because of His protection. God has protected us everywhere. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. I'm going fast because of the time, okay? 2 Thessalonians 3:3. When you get there, say amen. The Bible says that no man shall be moved. I'm in 1 Thessalonians. Well, you were not even there yet, okay? But 2 Thessalonians 3:3, the Bible says, but the Lord is faithful, amen, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. The Bible says that He is faithful. The Lord has been faithful, amen. How many times we've been in trouble? And the Lord has been there for us. You know, in health, I remember our girls many times have been sick and the Lord just protected us. The Lord has helped us in those days. Psalms 120:8, the Bible says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from thy time forth and even forever. More. We are secure in God. Amen. We are secure in God. Protection from the Lord. He protects us at every time, every moment. I remember in Belize, you know, someone said, you know, I'm going to kill you. And by phone, of course, they say by phone. So it was good that it was by phone, not by person. You know? So I got saved right there, you know, protection from the Lord. But the Lord has protected us. You know, I don't know how many times the Lord has protected us being in that country. But also the Lord protects us here on the roads. You know, wherever we go in the job, God has protected us in so many ways. And the Bible says in Matthew 28, verse 19, when you get there, say amen. Matthew 28, maybe you know this verse already. But the Bible says, go ye therefore and teach, the Bible says, all nations. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You know, His protection is everywhere. God protects us anywhere we go. And the Bible says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now we know that we go out here also, and God protected us. Amen. If you go out, I went out twice this week out visiting, soul winning, and God protected us. God protected us. I was in Tinaha, and I was soul winning in Tinaha, and it was in the night. I was in a Spanish church. Spanish people are crazy. You know, they're crazy. They go in the night, and they call the dog street. In Spanish it's called Perrera, which in English means the dog street, okay? Dogs, okay? So we went in that street, and the guy told me, he says, this is what the street is called. Now, it's in the night. I mean, will you go if they tell you, you know, the street is full of dogs? Thank you. Now, you understand, right? You guys understand, but not them. They're crazy. Let's go out soul winning, all right? So we went out for an hour and a half soul winning there. In the night, we left about 8 p.m. We started at about 6:30, and we left about 8 p.m. almost two dogs bite us. Almost two dogs. Now this is incredible. Is this on? Oh, okay. I didn't even know this was on. All right. So otherwise I would have been moving, you know, but, but we were in this street. We were out sowing. Now, this guy that I went with, he's like, "Pastor, come on, you can do it." Now, I'm afraid of dogs. Now, I don't like dogs. I don't know if you like dogs, and especially in the night, you don't even know. They don't have fences over there, so the dogs are out, all right? So we went out. We went out door knocking, and this guy says, "Come on, Pastor, you can do it." So I went with him. Now, I'm a little afraid, you know. I'm looking for the dogs, you know. Now, it's in the night. I'm looking for the dogs. He's like, "Oh, come on, Pastor." So I went. And he was in the front, and he was knocking the door. Here's this dog coming out. A pit bull. All right? Pit bull. I don't know if you know what pit bull means. I mean, it's a big face. All right? Now, it's coming. And I said to the guy, he's over there. He's door knocking. And I said, "Hey, look, there's a dog. Come down, all right? Just get down from the stairs." He was a little stair. I said, "Come a little bit, you know, come little by little, you know, slowly, come down." And he's like, "Okay, Pastor, you know what? If the dog would want to bite us, he will bite us already." I was like, "Oh, thank you." You know? But he was coming. He was coming, all right? I'm afraid of dogs. So I went a little bit, little by little. The dog comes and smells me. I was like, "Oh, my word." You know, I'm panicking because I don't like dogs, people. I don't like dogs. And there he was panicking. I was panicking. I was like, "Oh, my goodness. You know, I hope this doesn't bite me." But it didn't bite me. I'm here, all right? What I'm trying to say is that God's protection was there. Now, I went to the second house, the same thing. I was like, "Oh my goodness, you know, I'm not going to go alive from here." But thank the Lord that for His protection. Now, I was sowing, and there was another couple. Now, this guy is this short, all right? He's Hispanic, you know how we are. You know, we're very short. When I come here, I'm in Belize, I feel very tall, all right? I'm tall. But when I come here, I see all you white people, you guys are very tall, you know? I'm like, "Oh my," you know, I feel like the shortest of shorts, you know? This guy is, I don't know, where is he at? He's way over there, his pastor's son. I'm like, "Man, how old are you?" He's like, "17. You know, I'm like, "What?" It's amazing, you know? So I feel very short here, okay? But this guy is shorter than me, all right? So he's like this. He went door knocking. We were looking at him. He went door knocking to a door. The fence is open. The dogs are right there. He was coming. Now, this is him. I'm serious. He's coming like this. Two big dogs. I can't remember the name of the dog. Huskies. Two big huskies. You know how the huskies are, right? They're like this big. Now, he's like this tall. And you know what? He's walking. The dogs are right there. Okay. You know what he does? I'll be afraid. I was afraid for him. He's like, he was just touching the dogs. And I told that guy that says, "Do you know you're like Daniel?" You know, because those dogs, he was just touching the dogs. They're like, "You are like Daniel." I don't know if you know the story of Daniel when he was with the lions. Well, this little guy, I mean, this brother was like this, just going, touching the dogs, you know, like just walking. Like, I wouldn't be afraid. But they know the streets, all right? What I'm trying to say is God protects us everywhere we go. God has protected us so many times in Belize, so many times. It's because of His protection. Why will not serve Him? He will protect us anywhere we go, amen? The fourth thing, and I'm almost done. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will never leave us. 2 Timothy 2:13. 2 Timothy 2:13. Second Timothy verse 2:13. When you get there, say amen. The Bible says, if we believe not, is that the verse? 2:13? 2:13? If we believe not, yet He abideth, what is the word? Faithful. He cannot deny Himself. I love this verse because, like I said, going to another country is way different. We feel protected here, but when we go to another countries, you know that it's not the same as here. When we went to Belize, I remember that when we arrived in Belize, it was just the three of us. And we stay in a hotel. And someone picks us up, and then he took us to the hotel. And I went outside, and my wife and Alyssa, you know, three months old, so they were inside. But I went outside, and I was just praying to the Lord, God, please protect us here. You will never leave us. But it just feels very like you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know what's gonna happen to you. Now that we have lived there for so many years, we feel free now. You know, we feel okay. We know the people. We know the culture. We know what they mean. You know, but once you go to a country and it's your first time, your first year, you feel very down. You feel like, oh man, what's gonna happen next? But the Bible says that He will never forsake us. He will never leave us. So wherever, if God sends you to the mission field, God will be there with you the whole time. He will never leave you. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 25:1. I'm almost done. Amen. Isaiah 25:1. I have to be saying I'm almost done so I can keep you awake, okay? Some of you come just to take a little nap right here. No, I'm just joking. You know, 25 verses, this is, O Lord, Thou art my what? My God. I will exalt Thee, I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels and all are faithful and truth. Amen. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And the last one, because He will use you if you let Him. Man, this is the greatest thing. I come from a village from Mexico. We were one of the poorest families that you can ever think. I actually was given away when I was 5 years old because my family was very poor. There's eight of us in my family, and I'm the second youngest. So I remember living in poverty, very poor, very poor. And I remember when it's to rain, all the water will come. Will fall from the ceiling. And I remember many times we used to go hunger because we didn't have a lot of food. And I remember those days. And when I came here to the States, my parents wanted the best for us. He wanted for us to have an education, to have a degree, to have a good career, good job. And when I told my parents I was going to go, they say, why are you leaving? Don't leave. And I said, but God wants me to go to the mission field. And coming from that poverty, and then come to the States, and now seeing what the Lord has done in Belize, what God, not us, but when you let God use you, God can do great things to you, through you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now we can help so many other people. And that's why I'm telling you, we have the feeding program where we feed all those kids every day. Why? Because I remember when I was very young, how many times I went hungry. What I'm trying to say is that God can use any of us. Doesn't matter where we come from. God can use us. And you know what? Since we are here, God can use you. Amen? God can use you. God can use you by giving for missions so other ones can go. Maybe you're not called to the mission field, but you can give so other ones can be rich with the gospel. Amen? So let's do our part. Amen? God wants to use us. God wants to use you here. In this ministry, God wants to use your life, our mouth, our feet, our hands. God wants to use each and one of us. And it doesn't matter how old we are, amen? God can use any of us. Just let God be in control of your life, and you will see what so many things God can do through us. We have seen thousands and thousands of people saved. Before COVID, we had a group from Texas, college students, We went to 27 schools and preached the gospel to almost 6,000 people in about 4 days. 4 days. The Lord has opened the doors for us. I can call any principal. I can call the main head of the schools. And I can tell them right now, look, I have a group coming. Give me 40 schools. Give me 30 schools. Give me 50 schools. And like that, he'll say, Pastor, here. You'll go to these schools right now. And he'll give me a list. Okay, here, 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 here. You know what I'm trying to say? God can use any one of us if we let him be useful. God wants to have control of our lives, and you'll see what the Lord will do through us. Amen.